Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still higher than historically average, the unemployment rate in America fell to 11.1% based on the report released by the Labor Department yesterday. It was 13.3% in May. President Trump commenting on yesterday's report from the Labor Department while speaking at a Spirit of America business event at the White House.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
The U.S. Supreme Court is delaying a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Mueller-Russia investigation. The court yesterday blocking a request from the White House to see grand jury documents from the former special counsel's Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The U.S. recorded over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 as of yesterday. It was the largest single-day total since the pandemic began 6 months ago, surpassing Wednesday's total of over 50,000 new cases. The coronavirus has been spiking across many states. A new record was set yesterday in Florida, where over 10,000 new cases of coronavirus were reported. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend is facing charges for allegedly helping him sexually abuse girls. Acting U.S. Secretary Audrey Strauss claiming that Ghislaine Maxwell helped Epstein recruit and groom girls for sexual abuse. Maxwell was arrested yesterday morning in New Hampshire without incident. She's pleaded not guilty to 4 charges of sexual abuse of minors and 2 counts of perjury. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A Boston suburb believed to be the first city in America to legally recognize multiple partner relationships. The Somerville City Council adopting a domestic partnership policy last week that includes polyamory. According to Psychology Today, polyamory is the practice of having multiple intimate relationships with the full knowledge and acceptance of everyone involved. Somerville's law now defines a domestic partnership as an identity or an entity, rather, formed by people instead of an entity formed by two people. It seems there's a lot less traffic in brick-and-mortar stores across America lately. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
And Hamilton is streaming on Disney Plus beginning today. The award-winning Broadway musical starring Lin-Manuel Miranda as Alexander Hamilton was filmed in 2016 at the Richard Rogers Theater in New York City. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Hey, you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? It's not for the faint of heart, but it's for freedom-loving patriots that need to come together with some courage. As we were talking with former Senator Jim DeMint earlier, we've got Bill Federer back with us, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. William, always good to have you with us. How you doing? Happy 4th of July.
Hey, Bill. Happy 4th of July to you and the listeners.
Well, I'll tell you, an interesting time that we're in right now. I mean, I hear people talking in such a way with all this stuff, the 2% out there on the streets, the chaos that they are rendering, and, you know, really threatening America. I think when you look at the McCloskeys and what happened in St. Louis, Missouri, they're trying to protect their homes. And I don't know if you've heard the follow-up or not, Bill, but, you know, they've been threatened. They've tried to get some even private security service, and they can't even come out. In fact, one of the private service companies told them, said, just lock up and get the heck out of there because of, you know, more threats to them directly. The police are doing nothing to protect them. I mean, this is 21st century America that we live in today that is causing some people to think that, you know, it, could this be the last Independence Day that that we share here in America?
Well, you know, I just finished a book on the history of socialism.
Yeah.
And the National Socialist Workers Party, that's Nazi, Hitler was elected by one vote as chancellor, and he got a group called the Brown Shirts. And they were radical homosexuals with Ernst Röhm as the head, and they were called stormtroopers. They would storm into the meeting of Hitler's opponents, shout down the speaker, and then cause disruption. And then they escalated to violence, and they went into the Jewish neighborhoods and smashed the windows of 7,000 Jewish homes and synagogues. And then they set the Capitol on fire, the Reichstag. And in this confusion, Hitler rounds up his political enemies, has them shot, and when the dust settles, he's in charge. And then what does he do? He decides to kill all the brown shirts in the Night of the Long Knives. And everybody views Hitler as somebody restoring order because he gets rid of these violent groups. Well, he was behind the violent groups. And so this model was used after World War II. Mm-hmm. And so England and France and Germany give their former colonies independence, and the Soviet Union decides it wants to make these new little countries into satellites of the Soviet Union, and so they send in KGB into Romania and Hungary and Syria, and what do? They find people with grievances, they identify them, they stir them up to protest, and then riot, and then they bribe and threaten the media to blame the leader, and then they cultivate relationships inside the military, weak links, and then when the country gets to a fevered pitch, they do a coup or a rigged election, and they get rid of the leader and put in the Soviet puppet. And at first, everybody's relieved that all this rioting stopped, but when the dust settles, they just realize they gave up the farm, and now they're condemned to totalitarianism. And as the KGB were doing this, Truman did nothing. He thought the United Nations would bring world peace, but Iran had a leader, a Mossadegh, who was aligning with the Soviet Union, and Mossadegh nationalized the oil industry in Iran. And you say, so what? Well, Winston Churchill changed the British Navy from coal to oil. There's only one oil well in England, so in 1908, they start the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. You know it better as BP.
BP, right. Yes.
And so when Mossadegh nationalizes it, Britain has no oil, and so they go to Eisenhower, and Eisenhower approves the first CIA operation to overthrow a country's leaders called Operation Ajax, and the CIA operative on the ground is Kermit Roosevelt Jr., the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt. He goes into Tehran, recruits the most feared mobsters, he recruits criminals, he recruits radical imams, they stage protests, they stage riots, they even attack mosques, they bribe and threaten the media to blame Mossadegh for the problems, they find some weak links in the military, and when the country gets to a fevered pitch, they do a coup and put Mossadegh under house arrest, lock him away for the rest of his life where he dies, and we install the Shah, who loved America. And we did the same thing in Guatemala in 1954, Congo 1960, Dominican Republic, even Chile, and then the KGB were doing the same thing. And there's pictures of Brezhnev hugging Yasser Arafat and starting the PLO, and Brezhnev hugging Castro and helping to take over Cuba. And so this is called the Cold War. It's the subject of every spy novel. Right, you go into a third world country, and there are the Russians, the KGB, and then there's the CIA, and then they're doing an assassination. And so what we're seeing now is one of these operations on our own soil. Now, we know there's people. So the CIA has been planning these operations for 70 years.
Yes.
And we know there's people in the deep state that do not like Trump. Mm-hmm. And they've already been trying to get rid of him through this false Russian collusion and FISA warrants and everything. And I think what we're seeing, when you have pallets of bricks dropped off right where they're going to have a riot. Yeah. I mean, I was in Emporia, Kansas 2 weeks ago, and they said, yeah, somebody just drops off a pallet of bricks right where they were going to have their peaceful protest riot.
Yeah, supposed and peaceful. Yeah, right, exactly.
And so, you know, I used to live in St. Louis, 30 minutes from Ferguson. I spoke there numerous times. 99% of the people rioting in Ferguson were not from Ferguson. They were brought in by Moore, M-O-R-E, Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment. And you can Google it. They got $33 million from George Soros. And they had their training in inner city churches on how to lock arms and block highways. And how to give emotionally tearful speeches when the camera is in your face, telling them that the audience is the country, not just the person in front of you. And so they riot, and they trash Ferguson, and then they were promised $5,000 a person. They weren't getting paid right away, so they go to the Moore headquarters and take it over and start a hashtag cut the check campaign. And it makes local news, and the city council talks about it, and then finally they hurry up and pay them off before the story gets legs and goes national.
Right.
But it's a rent-a-mob, and so they move the same people to Baltimore, to Charlotte, to Milwaukee. And this concept has been added to when the Democrat mayors and governors let out of jail criminals. A lot of MS-13 illegal immigrants that have come across, now they're part of these Antifa-type groups. And amongst the unvetted immigrants from Syria and so forth, you had ISIS members.
And well, of course, America, yes.
And they're part.
Yeah.
And so the normal, you know, person brought up in America doesn't think of these things, you know, unless they've gone to a really liberal university. But what we're seeing is that as in Europe, in France, when these immigrants come in, there's violence the French people move out, and what do? They put up their Sharia police, and they put up signs that say no-go zones. They've
done
the same thing in England. And I think as they chase out the police, they're going to turn into Muslim no-go zones.
Yeah, in France, in Paris, France, the same way. They got no-go zones. I mean, some people take exception to that title, but, you know, what do you call it when the police say they're not going to go there? And they even identify in the inner city, they identify it as a no-go zone.
Yeah, if you go in there, you're a woman, you get raped, there's no witnesses, you can't, don't have any legal process. And so, I don't know if we have...
We got 15 seconds, but I'll tell you what, let's pick it up from there, because there's so much more to get into, you know, about your new ebook. And so we'll continue our conversation with Bill Fetter on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Package is started at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.
Bill Federer, you go back and you consider this rich history and where it began. That's what we asked for. We asked for God's blessing, and God answered it and brought a courageous people together at the risk of treason and their very lives, treasure, everything on the line for this great American experiment that has existed over 240 years. And we're being tested right now. And we're looking for those that are willing to stand up for freedom, to be courageous, to fight back this 2%, as you say, that's doing nothing that is new under the sun. You know, the smartest man ever, you know, said that there's nothing new under the sun. This strategy that's being perpetrated upon America to divide and conquer is being done again. But, you know, if you lose sight of your North Star, you're going to be overtaken. And our North Star is God himself, the God who said, yes, in a sense, you know, with the Mayflower compact, agreed to a covenant with a people that wanted to fear God, that wanted to be a nation under God, embrace godly principles. God has blessed us, but he will also, because, you know, he's created us to be free will agents, he will also allow us to realize the reality of our choices that we make, right?
Definitely. I just finished a new book on socialism. Mm-hmm. AmericanMinute.com is my website. But it's interesting. The Pilgrims had a covenant with God. What's a covenant? It's people in agreement with each other, but it's more than that. It's a people committed to helping each other. And they get the rights from God, and they're accountable to God, this personal mm-hmm. accountability. In the next century, covenant turned into social contract. And it was just an agreement with each other. And if God is there, he is distant. Mm-hmm. This came from the scientific revolution. Isaac Newton discovering laws of planetary motion, laws of gravity, laws of optic. Robert Boyle discovering laws of pressure. And the theologians thought, well, maybe God just created these laws and then went ahead and left. And like a guy winds up a clock and sets it on his shelf, everything runs its course. So we go from covenant to social contract with a distant God, and that's the Age of Enlightenment. The next century, it was the French Revolution. And covenant, a social contract with a distant God turns into social contract with no God. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, make 1792 the new year one. They don't want to go done in the year of the Lord. Right. They don't like a 7-day week with a Sabbath rest. So they come up with a 10-day week and turn churches into temples of reason and tear down statues and destroy, you know, libraries and artwork and so forth. Well, in the next century, French Revolution social contract with no God turns into socialism and Marxism, where the state is God. Mm. You get your rights from the state, you're accountable to the state, and the writer Rousseau wrote, if the state says to a citizen, it is expedient for the state that you should die, that person ought to die, because their life is a gift made conditionally by the state, because there's no God, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Hegel in Germany says, the state is God walking on earth. The state is our mortal God. And who was member of this radical student group at the University of Berlin, the Young Hegelians, but Karl Marx. And so we got all of Marxism and socialism coming from this idea that it's a social contract with no God, the state is God. Eisenhower said, in some countries, the state claims to be the author of human rights. If the state gives rights, it can and inevitably will take away those rights. So that's why we appeal to a source for our rights higher than the government.
Exactly.
We go above the king's head. We go to the creator. We got a right from the creator. The government cannot take them away. And the government, matter of fact, the government's job is to protect our God-given rights.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get rid of God, the state gives the rights.
Exactly.
And your purpose of life is to support the state.
And this is why our Constitution is such an offense to them, right?
Yeah, the Constitution just limits selfish people from having power. So the most common form of government in world history is kings,
mm-hmm.
Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, communist dictators. Power wants to concentrate into the hands of one person, no different than you have a bully on the playground, a diva of a junior high girls' clique, or a gang leader. Power wants to concentrate into the hands of one person, and as the centuries go on, with military advancements, one person can kill more people.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you get the King of England was the most powerful king on the planet had seen. He was a globalist. He was a one-world government guy. He controlled all of India, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, British Guiana, Canada, Barbados, Bermuda, Jamaica, and America. And America's founders decided, you know what? We don't like this globalist king telling us what to do, taking away our freedoms at whim. They passed the writs of assistance where they could read everybody's mail. So like today, reading everybody's email,
mm-hmm.
The government would track everybody. They could arrest you with no reason and hold you just under suspicion. They could confiscate your house and your property, and they would quarter in your homes. You'd have these policemen, these soldiers coming living in your house, eating your food. And the people in America said, you know what? We don't like this totalitarian dictator just stomping on our rights. We're going to break away. And they flip it, and they make it the people, the king. So the word citizen means co-king.
Mm-hmm.
And a republic is where the citizens are king ruling through representatives. So we pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic. We're basically pledging allegiance to us being in charge of ourselves. So when somebody protests the flag, what they're saying is, I don't want to be the king anymore. I protest the system where I participate in ruling.
Yes.
It's like, really?
Yeah, which came from a culture that not long ago was saying, you're not the boss of me, right? Don't we love the irony? Yeah, exactly.
You know, I was going to bring out a domino effect. Just observe.
We've got a couple of minutes here, so I'll let you do that. Go ahead.
You have COVID, you have the response being letting the criminals out of jail in these cities. So crime goes up. And with all these Antifa riots and so forth, crime goes up. Well, what happens? Some people feel unsafe and move out. Okay, what are these people that move out? Maybe those with children, maybe those with families. Okay, so we're talking pro-family people. And then COVID response is what? Shut down the small businesses. Okay, so the small business people have to move out. Well, so now we have, you know, pro-family and pro-business people moving out. And then COVID response shut down the churches. Well, gee, pro-life people and social conservatives organize in churches, so now they can't. Well, now if the pro-family, pro-business, and the pro-social conservatives are out, who is left in the city? Maybe those that are receiving government entitlements and benefits mm-hmm. and handouts. Well, statistically, those are more Democrat. So we see crime goes up, Republicans move out, Democrats get a monopoly on the city politics. And in elections, whoever wins the big city ends up winning the state, and whoever wins the state gets all the electoral votes for the state, and the president is elected by electoral votes. So there literally is a Democrat political advantage to crime going up in the cities, businesses shut down, and churches shut down.
And people and all the good people leaving town.
Yes.
No.
And then, like in Europe, these cities end up becoming, you know, whether it's a Sharia no-go zone or whatever, but it's a very effective strategy. And I think that those that are Americans that care about, you know, the proverb says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. If we're good people, we want to leave our kids a country with as much freedom as what we inherited.
Yeah, without a doubt. We got to leave it there, Bill Feder. As always, we appreciate the time. Check out AmericaMinute.com.
American Minute. Yeah.
American Minute.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still higher than historically average, the unemployment rate in America fell to 11.1% based on the report released by the Labor Department yesterday. It was 13.3% in May. President Trump commenting on yesterday's report from the Labor Department while speaking at a Spirit of America business event at the White House.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
The U.S. Supreme Court is delaying a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Mueller-Russia investigation. The court yesterday blocking a request from the White House to see grand jury documents from the former special counsel's Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And joining us now, John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump, who served the United States Ambassador to the United Nations from 2005 to 2006, spent many years of his career in public service, held high-level positions in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, as well as George Bush. The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir from John Bolton, former National Security Advisor of the United States. Ambassador, I think the only thing that's missing from the cover is maybe, an image of your mustache, because that seemed to be, you know, part of the issue. I mean, it's just me. I don't know. I thought a mustache is missing from the cover.
Well, I'm not a design artist, but I'll pass that back to him for the next edition.
Well, for what it's worth. Well, when Donald Trump got elected president, you saw this for yourself as an opportunity. I mean, you're a conservative, you're a Republican, you got a Republican administration, and you're assessing your skill set with the needs of this incoming president and outsider, and you thought, I can help here, I can be of service again, right?
That was exactly the approach I took, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And so you went through a lot of screening with Donald Trump. I mean, he liked you, even though, you know, we mentioned the mustache, a little sidebar on that, and they can read about that in the book. But he liked you. He saw you as a smart guy, and you just could not get out of his mind. I mean, he couldn't. He wanted to, you to be in a position of as a deputy. You said, no, that's not for me. As you put it, you said you didn't want a membership card. You wanted the keys. You wanted to be able to drive.
Well, I felt that in the conversations I had with Donald Trump, and I lay them out in the book during the transition, really before the election, during the transition, during his first year in office, he said time and time again, you know, he had watched me on Fox News for almost 10 years before the election, and I've been accused of a lot of things over the years. I've never been accused of being shy about expressing my views, and I did, and he watched them. So, you know, we talked about, for example, the disagreement we had over Iraq, although also the agreement we had that Obama had made a terrible decision in withdrawing all American forces in 2011. So that no advisor and his president ever agree on 100% of the things. And I fully understood that I was the advisor, the national security advisor, not the national security decision maker. But I went in feeling that there was the president had to know what I believed in, having watched me for 10 years on Fox, and I appreciate him doing that, right. So that I believed I really could make a contribution.
What did you understand going into this about Donald Trump's management style?
Well, I didn't know that much, frankly. I hadn't never worked for him. I didn't work for him during the campaign, or I hadn't been in business with him. I'd heard a lot of stories, but I had heard other stories from people who had been in business deals with him. Some talked about the chaos. Others said, you know, he knew his numbers, he knew the papers, he knew the terms under discussion. So I didn't believe that things were as bad as many of his critics said, that he was disorganized, he didn't focus, he had a short attention span. And I believe it would be possible to work on it. And I recount the sort of learning that, in fact, all of those sorts of things were characteristic. There was not a consistency and a determination to carry through on policies over a sustained period, which certainly in the national security field, I think, is essential to protecting American national interest.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the reason I reference his personality style and his management style is that a quick read of Myers-Briggs would help you understand that he's an ENTJ. He's a classic ENTJ. And if you read the descriptors on that characterization, it really lays out, you know, that he's the classic quote unquote commander, as some would identify it. Some would say he's the classic CEO type, and all the attributes that go along with it. That might have saved you some, you know, probably some challenges in dealing with his style, because to want the keys, he's the kind of person that controls the keys. And here it is, you saying, look at, so that was kind of an uphill battle. And then going into the administration, you observed, as you said, the chaos that was going on. I mean, the chaos so much so that James Comey took advantage of it, and that's how he was able to kind of snag Mike Flynn, right?
Well, look, I thought that all of this could be overcome. I thought that during the transition, you know, they threw out all the work that Chris Christie had done in the pre-transition phase, started over again. I didn't think they got off to a great start in the beginning months of the administration, but I thought it could be corrected. And John Kelly and others said, you're kidding yourself if you think it can be corrected. Ultimately, that turned out to be true. But nonetheless, I think that it's important for people to think about what the implications are in a second term, because the one consistent theme, and there is a consistent theme, is Donald Trump getting reelected. And once that necessity is taken away, once he is reelected, if he wins the election, I think conservatives in particular should ask, so what comes next? If you don't have that guardrail, what do you have?
And I think that's why conservatives are saying, what's the vision for the second administration, right?
I think that's right. I think it's an important question. I'm not very happy about the choices that, I mean, I've been a lifelong conservative since I handed out leaflets for Barry Goldwater in 1964. Mm. I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden for philosophical reasons. But there's no conservative Republican on the ballot.
Well, this has been, a difficult decision for you to release this book right before the election, knowing full well that this could have an impact on who gets elected, because the choice right now is between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Yeah, look, a lot of people are from the Trump administration are releasing or have released books, Sarah Sanders, Sean Spicer, Matt Whitaker. In the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton and Secretary of Defense Bob Gates wrote books during the administration. It's very common. And, you know, if you can't talk about the character of a president during a presidential campaign, I'm not sure what the best time to do that ever is.
Exactly. How dangerous is China and North Korea?
They're very grave threats. Look, I think China is the existential threat of the 21st century to the United States. We need a coherent strategy, not the on-again, off-again approach that President Trump has taken. North Korea, in a way, is the more immediate threat because after playing with us for the last 2 years, they've continued to make progress on nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. This is the world's only hereditary communist dictatorship. Think about that if you want to think about how strange it is. Them having nuclear weapons is a threat to the United States.
Well, they seem to be a loose cannon, and now that Kim Jong-un seems to be more in the shadows and his sister stepping up, boy, there's a lot that we don't know, and anything could happen there quite quickly, right?
It's a very dangerous situation for us, for Japan, for South Korea, and I think we wasted a lot of time over the past 2 years.
What about Russia?
Look, Russia's economy is very weak, especially with the price of oil the way it is, but it's got the largest nuclear weapons arsenal in the world. Vladimir Putin plays a weak hand very, very well, and they are a threat to us in a lot of different places around the world.
Do you believe the president should have been impeached?
If I had been in the Senate, I probably would have voted in favor of it, but I think the Democrats made a complete mess of it. I think they committed impeachment malpractice. They pushed Republicans away. They gave up the chance for any kind of bipartisanship. I'm not sure if I had testified would have made any difference whatever.
How about the issue of leaks in this administration? I mean, he's had more leaks than I think maybe all the presidents in the modern era. What is going on with leaks in this administration?
You know, I don't know that you can compare it to other administrations and conclude it's worse. And I think the president does a lot of his own leaking. It was common gossip in the West Wing that he talked to a number of reporters and told them things that even those who would have wanted to leak against him in the administration didn't dare to say.
Well, John Bolton, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir from the former National Security Advisor of the United States of America. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Many listeners to the Amakuhu Evangeli program in Zimbabwe are finding hope in Jesus thanks to programs recorded in the languages they were born to speak. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has worked to reach the many potential believers in Zimbabwe. And even though Zimbabwe has been fairly extensively evangelized, there are still many who need to hear the gospel message. From the regular feedback we receive from listeners, many are hungry to learn more about Jesus. Listen to just a few of their heartfelt sentiments. One wrote, "Your preaching blessed me and I learned a lot." Another said, "I heard the word. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior." And finally one said, "Your messages lift my soul."
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is leading people in Zimbabwe and other countries into a heartfelt relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's always great to be talking with Sean Carney. Yes, Sean is the president, I should say. Let's do this all over again, okay? Because I really messed this whole thing all up. Sorry about that, Sean. It didn't happen. I think I'm still shocked over eight kids here. Okay. All right, let's do this again. Three. America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and great to have Sean Carney with us, the co-founder, CEO, and president of 40 Days for Life. Sean, how you doing?
Good. Good to be on with you.
Well, lots to talk about. I was thinking about you the other day and your book, To the Heart of the Matter, The 40-Day Companion to Live a Culture of Life, if we ever needed that. And the reason this came to focus is I was talking with George Barna in his new study that he just released. I don't know if you were aware of this, but it says that only 39% of Americans today, this research revealed, view human life as having unconditional intrinsic worth, only 39%. It is amazing how that has fallen off.
Yeah, it is, and that is possible when you've been hurt by other humans and you've destroyed the home and you don't have a father in the home and you don't have parents that you feel you can trust or who love you, and you degrade life. As a result, your view of human life is degraded, and you know, you can't have a study like that. And George is the best that we have, I feel, at digging down into these things. But you can't have people think that and not have chaos in the streets,
exactly.
And not have abortion, and not have disregard for human life. Forget decency or manners or any of those things. But that is dangerous. It's dangerous to have a culture that rejects the scientific proof of humanity combined with a Supreme Court that will make up law and dehumanize a segment of our population. Yeah. So it's a very dangerous combination.
I want to talk about that SCOTUS decision, but just a little bit more on this inventory and this research. I mean, this extends even to Christians, people in the pew, churches especially. I mean, Sean, what is this going to look like if we get down to 25%? I mean, people are already frustrated, as you say. That's clear. I mean, what we're seeing on the streets of America today is anger. It is frustration. It is pain. It is all on full-blown demonstration right now. And we're headed in the wrong direction here. And this is just a quick snapshot of what it looks like today. And I think, boy, when 40 Days for Life, when God called you into the ministry to address this issue, you know, decades ago, it wasn't at 39%. So we're going in the wrong direction fast.
Yeah, and I think also it gives clarity. You know, in our culture, everybody's running around saying, Donald Trump has divided our country. And we kind of say that about whoever's president at the time, whether we like him or hate the president.
Right.
But Donald Trump didn't divide our country. We were always divided. And we were more divided over the years. But he simply identified the division and spoken to it directly, which drives some people crazy and makes others feel like, hey, somebody actually said that out loud. That's how I feel. And, he's classic at doing that. But we're very divided. And yet 40 Days for Life, our growth now, we're in over 60 countries. We're in 1,000 cities. And we're proud that we have upheld that tradition. It's a Christian tradition that the abolitionists had, that the civil rights movement had in the 60s, that it is, Christian discontent with the way things are, peaceful vigils, inspiration by God, not these secular movements. We are seeing the danger of secular activism and chaos in the streets, and there's no grounding in these movements. They're just tearing down statues because they see one. There's no meaning, in it. And so, that is very dangerous, but I think that's one of the reasons 40 Days for Life has spread.
Right.
Around the world, we've had 1 million people go out and peacefully pray in front of abortion facilities, and, you'll never see that on the national media, and we're fine with that because it can go under the radar. One of the reasons the ACLU said that the 40 Days for Life was one of the greatest threats to choice, because we have gone under the radar in many ways. But that peaceful approach works.
Yeah.
And I think when we look at the chaos, it does give clarity. It does give clarity with between what the future of our country can look like, and I think a lot of gray areas have been wiped away in the last few months.
Well, it's what a choice, a binary choice between life and death looks like, does it not? I mean, to say clarity, I mean, this is the year 2020, clear vision. I mean, we're starting to see it, like it or not. No holding back. Who are you going to choose this day? Are you going to choose life or are you going to choose death? I mean, we've been choosing death kind of casually and just thinking, it's not all that consequential. And part of the problem with that, we look in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, because sin is not recompensed for quickly. It gets complicated, right? We start snowballing, and here's where we are, and people are saying, oh my God, this is the culture we live in, that, we have to look in the mirror. That's as far as we need to go to realize that, hey, we're part of the problem. We've contributed to this, and either we're going to stand with God and for God, or we're going to allow the next generation to be even more compromised than our generation.
Absolutely. And, with all of the lunatics that you see interviewed on TV, no one's talking about growing in holiness,
yes,
or growing closer to Christ, or restoring our homes or our families, or those who we have directly, hurt through our own sins. It's all some other group coming in and restructuring our society and saying, now this will be perfect. It's 1984, And that is not how you solve anything. You solve anything, as C.S. Lewis famously said, the first step is repentance. And that's for our own personal sin.
Exactly.
And so I think that is being lost right now. But again, as a movement, because I'm in the pro-life movement, so I look at movements and I watch them very closely, whether it's the homosexual agenda, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's Antifa, whether it's any of these, like, how do they, and typically it is something that they use to get their cause out there. They hijack something and get out there and force others to agree with them. Whether they are doing it sincerely or not, they don't care. They just want them to agree with their point. And it is amazing how a small group of people, we see it probably more with the transgendered people than any other group, how they can get Coca-Cola to rewrite their compliance documents. You know?
Amazing, so, yes.
And so as Christians, we should say, hey, that's possible. America's not totally wiped away. If we want to end abortion, we want to restore the family, we can do it.
Yes.
And it's up to us to do that.
Without a doubt. And, as Mike Flynn said, the 2%, they're controlling the 98%. You know, the silent majority, as Newt Gingrich said last week, has got to step up. It can no longer just sit back and be passive about these matters. I mean, we have got to match the passion of this 2% to really, affect the kind of change politically. And also, as you say, open up the door for repentance for people to see that there is a difference, because even with Black Lives Matter, I mean, the first thing my thought was, if Black Lives Matter, what happened to the black lives in the womb when you've got 35-40% of abortions being, conducted on unborn black boys and black girls, though, by the way, hashtag that one out, but somehow Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. They control the narrative. They decide which lives matter, and it would be like us saying, stop abortion for, middle-class people only. It's not consistent. All of these different groups, they have been allowed to control the narrative. And, that always happens, though, when you have just – a preconceived agenda of what they want. And I don't know what some of these groups want. I don't know what their end goal is. I mean, when Martin Luther King went and met with Lyndon B. Johnson, Lyndon B. Johnson said, we're not ready to get rid of segregation. And Martin Luther King left and he said, we'll just see about that. And went to Selma, Alabama, and he started a movement. So, I don't know what the end goal is.
It doesn't necessarily seem to be anything to reform like Martin Luther King Jr. did. Hey, let's reform policy. In this case, I mean, they've been real clear. Let's burn it all down. That aside for now, Sean, because I did want to talk to you about the latest SCOTUS decision, about what happened with Louisiana. You and I have talked about this for a long time. I mean, so many women who have gone through abortion clinics and doctors not even having access to a hospital is ridiculous. Well, it finally came to the court, and John Roberts, you talk about enacting law. What they did and how they endangered women is just beyond me here.
Yeah, Roberts is useless for anybody who's pro-life. The myth that he was going to be a vote to take down Roe v. Wade has officially been annihilated, because what is so bizarre on this case is that when the Texas case came before the Supreme Court in 2016, Roberts was on the side of life, and it failed. Scalia had just passed away, and they didn't have the vote. And Roberts supported that law. The Louisiana law is exactly the same thing. It is exactly the same thing.
Well, Sean, we got to leave it there. Always appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on the show. Sean Carney, president of 40 Days for Life. Thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly
directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for